the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Folks, that was one of my all-time favorite singers, Mr. Johnny Horton, leading us into this segment. And this segment is brought to us by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder thermal scopes that I use, Kubi's Wild Game Processing, and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, we are back with Mr. Stephen Waugh. Stephen did a good job updating us on buying, you know, trapped hogs at his facility there. But we want to talk about monitoring our hunting stands or sites in the woods with the live feed cameras. I told you that Stephen is a surveillance camera expert. He is. But he's also got cameras available that are that you set in the woods and monitor your trap, or you can monitor your feeder, whatever. I've got one that Stephen set up for me back in October, I guess, of last year. It's worked flawlessly. Stephen, you know, my question is, and I'm the king of buying cheap trail cameras. You know, I bought a 10,000. No, I'm kidding. I've bought a bunch of them. Okay, so they'll work. Even a good one, it'll work for a few months. I've never had one that worked for a long time. Something about them, they don't. But you're going to be putting batteries in those rascals about every 6 weeks, aren't you?
Yep. The trouble you had and the battery situation is exactly why I researched this camera deal to try to find a better option than those cellular, you know, regular trail cameras or cellular trail cameras.
Yeah. Well, they work so good, and I'll just kind of give an out. The one that we've got in the woods, it's over a ground feeder, which throws corn, and it's up in a tree. We cleared a few limbs, and Stephen stuck it up in the tree, monitoring the feeder. Well, you can turn this thing left, right, up, down. You can zoom in to look at the tusk on a boar or the antlers on a deer. Yep. And the thing about it, I mean, the price of the trail cameras, a good trail camera that I bought, I don't know, it's going to cost $150 anyway.
Right, exactly. And if you, especially if you add a solar panel and rechargeable batteries to it.
It's going to cost you $200, yeah.
That's right.
It will. A good, you know, what I classify as a good one that might last a year, you know. But these, the one that you've got set up out there that we've been watching is a solar panel and a big enough solar panel to keep it charged. The battery stays charged.
Exactly.
It's got
We haven't had. Matter of fact, you remember when I brought that out there to you? I didn't charge it.
No.
I didn't give it its initial charge.
No. Nope. Yeah.
It was out the next day, but as soon as that sun came up, it caught its charge, and we haven't had any trouble out of it since. It's been running ever since, hasn't it?
There's one problem with those that I found a big problem for me with these video cameras. I find myself about 30 minutes before dark and in the mornings, regardless of what I'm doing, I've got that cell phone up and I've got that app out, and I'm watching that camera. It's almost like I'm hunting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's addictive.
If you can't be out there, what better way to do it than just monitor it live yourself?
I've watched kangaroo rats in detail. I could tell you the life history of a kangaroo rat around a corn feeder. Possums, you know, all kind. And then occasionally you'll see that lone coyote come trotting through, and he'll invariably stop. And deer, I have a lot of fun with watching those deer because I get one right under it. And I play with them. I'll move it when they're kind of with their head that way. Sometimes they'll spot that camera just a little bit move, especially if you move it much, you know.
Right.
But they're fun, and I'm sure they're revolutionizing the way that we monitor the woods.
Oh yes, definitely. Now, well, I use them on my hog traps also.
You do?
And I get the notifications so much quicker with this camera. Because it's always connected. Those cellular trail cameras, they disconnect just like a cell phone does.
Mm-hmm.
And then just when they pick up motion, they have to reconnect and then send the text message to you or the notification to you. and it takes 2 or 3 minutes. So exactly. With this camera always being connected, you'll get it within 30 seconds, which in hog trapping, that's a big deal because you're only 30 seconds into it, them entering the trap. And then you can monitor it live. As soon as you get that notification, you just press a button and watch it live.
Yeah.
And then I even have the trigger system with them that you can trigger your gates closed. So it's really a good camera.
Those things, they are amazing, and they're going to the cost is I don't know, about $180, something
yeah.
like that.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You know, give or take a few pennies one way or
right.
another. And
that's right. and that service is $24 a month. And I know uh-huh. that some of those hog trapping cameras, they're $600. The ones that have the trigger, already in it.
Mm-hmm.
And ours we sell with the trigger package, which has the box, the battery, trigger, and then it's a wireless RF signal.
So. Actually, Stephen, the same principle or the same system that sends the picture to uh-huh. your phone can also trigger a trap, right?
Yep, there's a button in that app that turns the white lights on, and those white lights, I have it to where I have an RF transmitter
mm-hmm.
That works off those white lights, and when you press that button, it'll trigger your gates closed.
I'll be
pretty
yeah.
simple. That part of it, the camera and that part of itself are right at $400, which is a couple hundred dollars cheaper than the next competitor.
Yes, if you wanna have a trigger for your trap with it too.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about I remember you telling me when we set the one up in the woods, Stephen, you told me, you said, well, I haven't found a place yet that it didn't work, but I think that the cards in them are
we can give you Verizon or AT&T cards, but we also have a global card that works off of any cellular service. You'll never know the difference. Your bill's still always $24 a month, but it'll pick up the best service in your area.
If it's AT&T or Verizon or whatever,
yeah.
it'll
or
lock
T-Mobile,
in on,
it doesn't matter.
Or T-Mobile. It'll pick up the one that happens to have, the tower is closer or stronger
yeah.
signal. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All that. It's pretty, you know, for someone like myself, a low-tech person, you know, it's almost like magic. But it all works on the I guess, is that, would you call that Wi-Fi or?
It's actually a SIM card.
SIM card, okay.
Yes, sir.
And that camera comes with that.
Yep.
And then basically, for about $180, and then you pay your service, you can
yep.
be watching. And then it's pretty simple. People are going to have questions like, and I know I did at first, but like, how do you pay the service? Well, all that comes with the camera. I mean, it's pretty.
Yes,
it is. It honestly, it is very simple now, but. Those
yep.
instructions on how to pay and whatever.
When you call to order it, you're set up. The price of the cameras is there, and your service, your first month service is added on the $24 a month, and
uh-huh.
then from then on it bills it automatically every month. Now, if you do want to stop the service, let's say summertime,
yep.
you don't want to monitor the woods anymore until it gets closer to hunting time again. You can call in and just stop the service for a few months and call us back when you want to renew it.
Well, it's pretty amazing. It's not where we're going, it's where we're at right now, because I guarantee you I'm not spending another $150 on a trail camera and run out
That's
there,
right.
grab the, you know, even the ones that send the signal back, but you know, run out
right.
there, grab the SD card, hope it, you know, hope everything's
right.
hope the batteries didn't go dead, and then go back, plug it in your device, and then half the time, you know,
right.
something happened. You know, I know we've all.
I guess we didn't mention that part of it, that the videos, the motion are saved right there on that SD card.
Yeah.
And you can view them from your phone. You don't have to go out there. It'll have a list of motions that happened during that day, and you can just touch on them and watch each one.
I'll tell you something that I've done a lot with the video camera in the woods, the one that you set up out there for me, for us there. I have you hit a button and you record it and save it.
Yes, yeah, right there to your phone.
To your phone, you've got it. You know, if say there's a big buck or a big boar or whatever, hit a button and it starts recording, and then you stop it and it's right there on your phone. You can send that to your buddy and say, "Hey, look what we got going growing this year." You know,
that's right.
It's pretty neat.
You can do it like that, or let's say you missed it and you go back and watch a video and see it, see what you missed. There's a little download button where you can download it, that video directly to your phone.
It's awesome. Well, let's do it. If someone is trapping hogs, and this is a good service for farmers, they want those hogs gone. And if you might think you want to get started trapping, you don't have a place, if you're in good hog country, go talk to some, get you some traps and talk to some farmers. You won't have far to look.
That's
somebody
right.
will be welcoming you on their land. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Stephen, once they can go to Facebook, can't they, and learn about what you do.
Yeah, they can
Kaufman
County Wild Hog Buyer.
Yep.
It's Facebook.
Kaufman County Wild Hog Buyer. Folks, grab your pencil in case you might want to call and pick Stephen's brain. He's a busy guy, but he will take time. He's helped me out a lot. If they want to call you, Stephen, what's a good number, you know?
Yeah, call me at 214-809-5303.
Well, Stephen, thanks, buddy, for being with us. And you and I need to get out there pretty soon and hunt us some hogs, you know?
Yes, sir.
Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. This segment was made possible by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder, two awesome thermal scopes that I use for all my night hunting. Check out AGM, all the products that they have there online, agmglobalvision.com. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game. Lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring. Also, I want to remind you about the Seneca 50 caliber dragon claw that shoots bullets and pellets. And by pellets, I'm talking about 200-210 grain chunks of lead. It's a big bore air gun that I use. Check out the Seneca dragon claw there at pyramidair.com.